Hello everyone, Wilhelm Hast here with the podcast Winning the Game. I share perspectives that are useful for you as a leader in terms of accessing clarity, power and certainty in your leadership. And today we're going to speak about the blind spot that really causes troubles for us when we don't notice it. And noticing it, you get access to whole new ways of clarity in your leadership, both for yourself and for others. Now, something we all need to train ourselves in, on and on and on again, is to have a relationship with our own thinking. A relationship with your own thinking. What does that mean? Well, it means that as a human being, you are living in a flood of thoughts. And if you are not aware, that flood of thoughts will no longer look like thinking to you, but it looks like a reality that is out there independent of your own thinking. You speak to yourself, or rather your mind speaks to you about 500 words per minute. There is this thought process in your head that keeps talking and talking and talking and talking. Sometimes it's like talking in an auditory voice you can hear. Sometimes there might be images or pictures or sensations. You live in a flood of thought. Now, if you're caught up in your thinking, you forget that you're thinking, and whatever your mind is producing as a reality looks very, very real to you. When you are noticing that you're having thoughts, you can relate to your own thinking and kind of make choices if you want to believe it or not. I've been speaking in a few episodes now about taking a stand and committing to a future that's bigger than your current reality. And what will happen along the way of fulfilling that reality or that new future is that you will get thoughts in your head that is not empowering. Things look impossible, you feel alone, nobody else understands, other people are objecting. And it's not a problem if you're noticing that that's the kind of thinking that you have in the moment. When you believe that thinking to be real, you'll get into trouble. Also, when you lead other people also have this flood of thought in their head. And a good thing with the thinking we have, it doesn't last long if we don't entertain it. Common sense to me is that a thought lasts about 3 seconds or something. What should I have for lunch? Oh, there was a meeting before lunch. Oh, I wonder who's attending to that meeting. By the way, did we have an agenda for the meeting? That's kind of the flow of thought, and if we don't cling to it, every thought is replaced by a new thought very quickly. So when you have taken a stand as a leader for something in the future that is not yet a reality, other people will get thinking around it. And just remember, it's just their thinking. It doesn't mean they think same even 10 minutes or 5 minutes or 1 minute from now. I had a client this morning who were on a coaching call with me. It was a great call, but about 15 minutes into the call, he spoke about the new tool that I've been using with him and other clients. And he was kind of down talking it a little, at least that's as I heard it. I don't need that tool, blah, blah, blah. And then half an hour later, he said about that very same tool, something like, wow, if that's what this tool is for, I'd love to dive into it. One opinion, and other opinion 30 minutes later. Reality is not as fixed as it looks. It shifts moment to moment with the flow of our own thinking. So when your thinking is not helping you, be kind to yourself, slow down a little, wait it out, and you'll notice that quite soon you'll get new, fresh, wise thinking that guides you better than when you're stuck and impatient. Thanks for listening. I'm back with new episodes most days of the week, so welcome back anytime you want.